This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, friends. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Habam. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua, Maseches Nedarim, Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph. The Mishnah said, Stam Nedarim Lahachmir. The Gemara asked, on Yud Ches Amud Beis, what do you mean, Stam Naziros Lahakel? Why do we say Stam Nedarim Lahachmir and Stam Naziros Lahakel? The Eon Shir will be very short, will be about the lumdus of why we say Stam Nedarim Lahachmer. We'll learn the Machloikis, the Ran and the Rush, and the Nafkamina, the question of the Machne Ephraim. But the Gemara asks, why Stam Nedarim Lahachmer, but Safek Naziros Lahakel? Reb Zera answered, that's not a question. It's a Machloikis Reb Elezer and the Rabbanan. By a case of someone who's Makdish, his animal or his behema, so Rabbi Lezer says, Makdish es ha-koi, or akvi. The Tanakamas, the Rabbanon say, Hikdish es ha-kvi. Rabbi Lezer says, Loi Hikdish es ha-kvi. So if you say, like Rabbi Lezer, Loi Hikdish es ha-kvi, so we'll say, just like Loi Hikdish es ha-kvi, so too, Stam Naziros Lahakel. Stam Naziros Lahakel, and Stam Nadarim Lahakel. But the one that says Mamoina, so Rabbi Lezer says Loi Hikdish Es Hakvi. So the one that says Mamoina Ma'ayola Sveika, that Hikdish Es Hakvi. So he would say Stam Nadarim Lahachmer, Stam Naziros Lahachmer. That would be the opinion of the Rabbanon. Rabbi Lezer is Mekel. Manda Amar Mamoina Loi Ma'ayol Sveika. So his guf also is Koshikin the Loi Ma'ayol Sveika. And that would be the opinion of Rabbi Elezer. So Rabbi Elezer says Loi Hikdish Esakvi. She would also say Stam Naziros Lahakel and Stam Nedarim Lahakel. However, the Rabbanon stay. Hikdish esakvi, he would say stam nedarim lahachmer, stam naziros lahachmer. So now we're going to ask on this answer a Rab Zera. Rab Zera again answered, ha Rabbanon, ha Rabbi Elezer. Says the Gemara, Amar le Abaye. Abaye said to Rab Zera, b'may okimta l'safik naziros lahakel. In accordance with whom did we explain the opinion stam naziros is lenient, Rabbi Lezer, we explained it that it goes according to Rabbi Lezer, that Rabbi Lezer holds Loi Hikdish Esakvi and Mamoina Loi Ayol Lesveika, therefore Stam Naziros Lahakel and Stam Nadarim Lahakel. Says the Gemara, Ema Seifa, but tell me the Seifa, Safik Bechayrois, the Braisa of that Mishnah of Stam Naziros Lahakel. You know what it says there? It says there, it says over there, Safik Bechayrois, if you're Mesupik about an animal, if it's a Bechar, maybe another animal was born before it, Echad Bechari Adam, whether it's a Bechar of a person, and now the question is, do you do the Mitzvah Pidyon HaBen, Be'echad Bechari Behema, or the Bechar of an animal, Bein Tameo, whether it's a donkey, and now there's a Shiloh, whether you have to do Pidyon Heter Chamar, right? There's an Inyan of Bechor by a Chamar. There's the Inyan of Bechor by a Chamar, Bein Behima Tahira, whether it's a kosher animal. So, in terms of the monetary aspect, we say Hamaytzme Chaver of Haraya, Hamaytzme Chaver of Haraya, V'tani Allah, and we learned on that Mishnah, a Braisa. Explain that Mishnah va'asurim begizav avoda. Even though legabe mamonos we say safek mama in lahakel, meaning hamotzmei chaver of haraya, and it's not a bachar. Nevertheless, still mi safek you're not allowed to partake of the gizav avoda. Va'asurim begizav avoda. So that means we say safek bachar lahachmer. Safek bachar lahachmer. So how could you say the author of that Mishnah is Rabbi Elezer, who says, Mamayna lai ayol esfeika. And therefore, Safek Nazirus is lahakel, but it's a stira to the seifa of the brisa that says safek bachar lahachmer. The problem, though, is, friends, that what in the world does this have to do with Reb Zera? This is a stira mene obey. The reisha says safek nazirus lahakel, and the seifa says safek bachar lahachmer. So it has nothing to do with what Reb Zera said that it's going like Rabbi Eliezer, whoever it's going like, it's a stira mene obey. In any event, the Gemara answers, we'll have to see the Ran. Rabbi Zera says, Amarle, Rabbi Zera said to Abaye, Amai komedamas kedusha ba meile le kedusha ba bidei adam. How could you compare kedusha that comes by itself, namely a bachar, where we say safek lahachmer, to a kedusha that comes through a man, which is created through the person's own kedusha, which is nazirus? Now, as we pointed out, stamazai the brisa as a stira menehu bay. Why do we say safik nazirus lahakel and safik bachar lahachmer? So let's see the Ran regarding that question. The Ran on the second line. Echad b'char Adam, echad b'char behema kagoin, sheyal da zachar, unakeva, let's say he gave birth to a male, and a female, ven yadua, eza hoitzi rishai, roishai rishai, we don't know which one stuck out its head first. But tani ala asurin v'gizva avoida, seifa de masnisin gufa de safik naziris lahakali. This Mishnah of b'chayrois is gufa, the seifa of the Mishnah of safik naziris lahakal. V'hachi parach. This is what it's asking. Bishlama iloy makmina la k'Reb Elazar. Bishlama, if we didn't say the Tana of this Mishnah's Reb Elazar. I don't you have a stira, the resha to the seifa. Why in the resha safik naziris lahakel, and in the seifa safik bachar lahachmer? Loy kasha. Resha seifa. The resha the safik naziris lahakel misham de gufa iloy mayal initial sveika. In the resha, we're talking about your status. Your status, you're not going to be make yourself a nazir misafik. You're not going to put your body into a state of nazirus misafik. The seifa is talking about your money. Your money, maybe you would be ma'ayal le sveika. The seifa, the savik b'charis, kiven de ma'amainahu, it's just your money, amrina, de ma'ayal inish ma'amainah le sveika. But now that we said, no, it's going like Rabbi Lezer. And Rabbi Lezer, who says that by akoi loy ma'ayal inish le sveika, also holds that a person is not ma'ayel his body. And the answer of Harab Razar Rabbanan is not differentiating between mamayna le gufe. So avala didach d'loy shani lach bein gufe le mamayna kasha. So Reb Zera, it's a question on Reb Zera, but it's not a question on the Braisa, on the Mishnah Menei Obey. Menei Obey, you could say, by Naziros we're lenient, and by Bechar we're machmer. But now that we're saying, no, it's Rebbe Lezer, and we don't make that distinction, so then how do we understand that Mishnah? To which the Gemara says, you can't compare the Dinei Naziros to the Dinei Bechar. Amai komedamis kedusha haba me'ela l'kedusha haba b'dei Adam, mishom de b'kedusha haba b'dei Adam hu de'ika l'meimar, de'hai gavra lo'i gamar la'ayule nafshe, u'mamoyna l'sveika. When you're creating the kedusha, namely by Nazirus. So you could say that a person would not enter himself or his money into a suffix. When you create the Kedusha, we could say that misafik, a person is not ma'ayel into a suffix. Ava b'kedusha, b'abidei shamayim, b'kedusha that comes from heaven, lekelamemer hachi, this is not relevant, to atu b'yadehu, is it in your hands? Meaning maybe what the Gemara is answering, a very simple answer, is that in the case of Naziros, Naziros and Bechar is very different. It's fundamentally different. Reb Zera would say that a person would not be mechavein to create a kedusha or an iser in a situation where there's a suffix. A person would never create an Isser in a doubtful situation. But that's only a possible Svara when the person is creating the Kedusha. It's not relevant by Bechar. By Bechar, it happens min HaShemayim, so it's a Suffolk. That would be the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa. The Reisha we're talking about, Dinei Naziros, that you create, so Loi Ma'ayel Inish L'Sveika. And in the Sefer, we're talking about Bechar. By Bechar, it happens Me'ileha. Says the Gemara, Ela I Kasha Hoi Kasha. So Rab Zera's answer is good. Ha Rabbi Lezer, Ha Rabbanan. Aye, if it's Rabbi Lezer that Safik Naziros Lahakel, why Safik Bechar Lahachmer? Because that's Bidei Shamayim. Ela I Kasha Ha Kasha. We're going to ask the following question. Sfeik mashkim litame. If you have sfeik mashkin, that you're not sure if they became tame, tame, they're tame. If you're mesupik about liquids, if they became tame, they're tame. Letame acherim, but if you're mesupik whether these liquids came into contact with other things, tahar, then we say that it's tahar. Okay, so if you're unsure whether liquid became tame, we say it's tame. If you're unsure if they made other things tame, then they're tahar. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. So apparently, whether liquids contract tuma, that's a din d'oraisa. Whether liquids contract could be matame other things, that is a din d'rabbanan. V'chein hoy Rabbi Lezer oimer kedvar. Rabbi Lezer also agreed with Rabbi Meir that whether liquids become tame is a din d'oraisa, so safek is tame. Whether they're matame other things is a din d'rabbanan, so it's tahar. But here's the question. Vatanya. But we learned in a braisa, Reb Lezer Oimer. Now we said Reb Lezer agrees with Reb Meir that legabe, the liquid becoming tame, it's a suffix. Da'i raisa, and then we say tame. Whether it's matame others, it's a suffix drabban. The question is, Vatanya, we learned in a braisa, Reb Lezer Oimer. Reb Lezer says, Ein tuma lamashkin kol ikar. There is no tumah for liquids at all, presumably midai raisa. Why? Shaharei heyed Rabbi Yosi ben Yehuda. The proof is, Shaharei heyed Yosi ben Yehuda ish Tzreda. Yosi ben Yehuda of Tzreda, he testified, al ayel kamsa, on the grasshopper called the ayel grasshopper, that this is not a, this is a tahar grasshopper, dachan, that it's tahar, it's a kosher grasshopper. So if you're hungry, and there, you know the story with Reb Chaim Kanievsky, where he was giving shir about a particular grasshopper, and he was having a hard time explaining it, and that grasshopper flew in through the window, Reb Chaim examined it, he showed the different parts, and then it flew away. Anyway, the almashkin beis mitbechaya. And regarding the liquids in the butcher house, dachan, that they are tahar. Whatever liquids are found in the butcher house, whether it's water that's used to rinse the meat or whether it's blood. So these liquids are tahar. I guess if you're mesupik, whether they contracted Tuma or not, we say Tahar. Whatever liquids are found in the butchering spot, we say they're Tahar. Now, obviously, if there's any doubt at all, we would never say they're Tahar if they are Makabel Tuma Medairaisa. It must be that liquids, according to Rabbi Lazar, quoting Yoisi Yoyet, Yosi ben Yoyezer Estreda holds that liquids only contract tuma midrabanan. So that means, how we said earlier that Rabbi Lezer held, like Rabbi Meir, that Suffolk Mashkin li tame is tame. But how could that be if Rabbi Lezer is of the opinion that liquids are not contracting tuma? Midoraisa. Let's see the Ran. Ein tuma lamashkin kol ikar midoraisa. Rabbi Lezer says there's no tumah for liquids at all. Al ayel kam to chagav shishmai ayel dachan tahar v'kashal achila. The al mashkin be mitvachaya dachan. The kibin the tumas mashkin mejabanan. Since Rabbi Lezer is saying that Yosi ben Yoezer holds that the tumas mashkin is mejabanan b'mashka be mitvachaya, the liquid in the butchering spot like gazru. So in other words, even if you know for sure the liquid became tame, they were not goyzer on liquids in the butchering spot in the mikdash. Shloi laharbes tuma bazar, not to increase tuma nazara. V'kivan de tumas mashkin mejabanan, since the tuma of liquid is mejabanan, hechi machmerinam b'savaykayu. How could Rabbi Lezer be of the opinion that the Gemara asked as follows? E kasha ha kasha. We bring this brisa, safek mashkin li tame tame, safek liquid is tame. How could that be, Rabbi Lezer? But Rabbi Lezer holds liquid is not metame midaraisa. Says the Gemara. Wait a second. Hanicha l'Shmuel. This is good according to Shmuel, who Shmuel understood this brisa of Rabbi Lezer quoting Yosef ben Yoezer, dachin melatame achirim. That when it says that ein tumah lemashkin kol ikar, it means from making other things tame. That when Yosi ben Yezer testified mashkin beis mitvachaya dachan, it means dachan from being metame other things. It would contract tumah itself because contracting tumah is medaraisa, but it would not give off tumah to others. Because it's only Mejabanan. So according to Shmuel, it's very good because Rabbi Lezer never quoted Yosi ben Yoezer saying that liquids do not contract tumah. He only quoted Yosi ben Yoezer saying that it doesn't give off tumah. Ella l'Rav, but according to Rav, who understood that Yosi ben Yoezer is saying that liquids don't contract tumah at all, the Amar Dachan Mamish, Ma'ikalameimar, what are you going to say? In other words, what we're asking on this brisa is how could Rabbi Lezer say Safek Mashkin Li Tameh if he holds that Safek that if he holds like Rav Dachan Mamish that liquids Al Mashkin Beis Mitbechaya Dachan that they don't contract Tuma at all. Yeah, this is still a little bit difficult in Cheshbon. Because again, what in the world does this have to do with Reb Zeira? It's Stamastira and the Brisa between Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer holds Safek Mashkin Li Tameh is Tameh, which seems like he holds that liquids are Metameh Midaraisa. And according to Shmuel, he himself says it's only Tameh Midrabanan. The Ran asks this question. Take a look, Ran Divrei HaMaskil. Therefore, as Linan Bisfeikayu, we go in their Safek Lahachmer. Elamanda Amar Dachan Mamish, Tafilo Tumas Atzman Midrabanan, Maik Lamemar, Havilan Lamezel Bisfeikayu Lakula, we should go in Misafek Lakula. Now here's the question. The Ran then asks, this next part is not an authorized Ran, but still don't tell anybody we're doing it. Where the Ran asks, V'chitema, even if we didn't establish it like Rebbe Lezer, there's still a question of Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Lezer. Because he says, Tumas Mashkin Midrabanan. And still he goes, B'safek L'chumra. So the Ran says, this is the Gemara's Kasha. If we never said Safek Naziros was Rebbe Lezer, there's no question. Because you could say that yes, Rebbe Lezer holds that liquids are Metamei Midrabanan and Safek L'chumra. But once we say Rebbe Lezer holds that Safek Nezirus Lahakel, and we're makel even by da'iraisa, then it can't be that we're more lenient by a da'iraisa of Nazirus than a drabanan of Mashkin. Meaning, in the Braisa Meneobe, you could have said that even though Rabbi Lezer holds that Mashkin are only metame, midrabanan will still be machmer by a suffik. But once we said suffik Nazirus lahakel is Rabbi Lezer, so if we're makel even by a suffik d'iraisa, there's no way we could be machmer by a suffik d'rabanan. Okay, so the Gemara says, Ella, we're going to have to fall off of the answer of Zera of ha Rabbi Lezer ha rabanan, and we're going to have to say as follows, we're going to have to give a different answer, that there's a different machlekes. Ella, ha Rabbi Yehuda v'ha Rabbi Shimon. This is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is Mekel. So we'll say something Nazirus Lahakel is Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Shimon is Machmir. By a suffix, so we'll say Stam Nadarim Lahachmir is like Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya we learned in a Braisa, Hareini Nazir. Let's say a guy says, I'm a Nazir. I'm Yesh Bekri Hazem Meyakar. If this pile has 100 kar. Now, you don't know if at the time that he made the nether, it had 100 kar. The halach, then the guy goes, he finds that some was stolen and some was lost, and it's indeterminate whether it had 100 kar or not. Rabbi Huda matter. Rabbi Huda says that we're lenient because Rabbi Huda holds that when a person makes a nazirus, he only makes the nazirus if it can be determined definitively that it's chal. If it can't be determined definitively if it's chal, then he never meant to make a nazirus. Rabbi Huda is lenient by a suffik. So the Tana that holds suffik Nazirus Lahakel is going like Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah that says Stam Nadarim Lahachmer is going like Reb Shimon. Because Reb Shimon holds that Reb Shimon Oyser, Reb Shimon holds that even if you measure it and you see some of it is stolen and now it's not determinate, it's indeterminate whether it had the 100 kar, he meant to create a Nazirus even if it's not determinate, if the conditions are met. So, our Mishnah, Safek Nedarim L'Hachmer, is Rabbi Shimon. The Mishnah, Safek Nazirus L'Hakel, is Rabbi Yehuda. Practi Gemara, wait a second. V'rami d'Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. Now let's ask a stira in Rabbi Yehuda's. Well, let's see the Ran first. V'halach u'matzai sh'nignev ha'sha'aved Rabbi Yehuda matir, mishum d'loin masik adate. It doesn't enter the guy's mind that l'have a nazir, that he should be another at Sheis Baralai until it could be clarified Sheba Oisa Kri Mea Kar, that that pile has 100 kar. So now we're going to ask a steer in Rabbi Yehuda. V'rami d'Rabbi Yehuda d'Rabbi Yehuda. Mi amar Rabbi Yehuda loy ma'ayel inish nafshe l'sveika. Does Rabbi Yehuda hold the person does not enter himself into a safek? Does Rabbi Yehuda hold that unless we could definitively determine that a person is making a nazirus, it's not chal? Raminu, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, go back to our Mishnah. We say in our Mishnah, Stam Truma, if a guy made something Truma, and we don't know, does he mean like Truma that goes to a Kohen, which is not Davar HaNadar, or like Truma's Halishka, which is a Davar HaNadar, Yehuda Asura, in Yehuda it's Asur, V'Galil Mutaras. Why is it Mutar in the Galil? She'en Anshe Agilu Makirin as Truma's Halishka. In the Galil, They're not familiar with Chuma Salishka, therefore the only possibility of Chuma is regular Chuma, which is a Davar Ha'asar. But let's make a diuk. Taima de'in makirin. The reason why in the Galil it's Mutter is because they don't recognize the possibility of Chuma Salishka Ha'makirin. But if there would be a possibility of Chuma Salishka, then what would we say? Asurin. Then it would be Asur Misafik. That means Rabbi Huda is of the opinion that misafek a person does aser. So this, if you're going to say Rabbi Yehuda always holds by a safek, lo yama'ayel inish l'sveika, then why in the Galil do we say muteres? But that implies it's only because they did not makir trumas halishka, but if they would be makir trumas halishka, it would be aser. So the Ran has a very simple question here. The Ran wants to know, why do we have to get so fancy and make a diuk from the Galil that, but if they would be makir chumas alishka, it would be aser. So we see that a person does aser misafik. The Reisha says, "Stam truma biyehuda asura," which means that even though we don't know if he means truma salishka or stam truma, we say Rabbi Yehuda holds a hachmir. So why do we have to be medayik from the seifa, the anshei galil? It's muteres because they're not makir truma salishka. And if they would be makir truma salishka, it would be aser misafik. The Reisha says that in Yehuda, it is aser misafik. So this is the kasha of the Ran. Look in the Ran. Taima de imakirin hamakirin asurin. Hai de maksha mediyuka de seifa. This that we're asked from the inference of the seifa. V'loi parech migufa de Reisha. We don't ask from the Reisha explicitly, the Ktani. Stam truma biyuda asura. So we see alma sveika l'chumra. No, says the Ran, that you could push off. Because you could say stam truma biyuda's asur. Maybe because they don't know about a regular truma, mishum de ikal l'chluy de reisha ainu taima, mishum de anshe yehuda mitochshu yoisu regilim but truma salishka, since they're more frequent with truma salishka, the truma sagoyren, than the truma sagoyren, like kari le truma stam, they don't call truma stam truma sagoyren. They don't call truma stam as referring to truma sagoyren. Therefore, safik is aser. Not because misafik it's aser, because it's karev levadai hilkoch ki nadri b'tshuma, vadai b'tshuma salishka nadri. They're definitely menader in the tshuma salishka. But the dirk of the seifa is that in Galil it's mutter because they don't know at all tshuma salishka. But if it would even be 50-50, it would be aser. Aval diyuka the seifa kasha the midiyav taima be'atera de Galil. Since it says the reason for the heter and the galil, if you in makirin, mashmaha makirin zu vizu, but if they would recognize both asurin, the sveika l'chumra. Okay, that concludes daf yotesam and aleph, and we're going to hold it over here for yotesam and aleph. Stay tuned for when we're going to do yotesam and beis. Might have to do a little bit later tomorrow night. And I just want to share with you a brief Ian point on your Chesam base, okay?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.